B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So, Nicole, you're doing some recon work, I hear?
I did. I was very Loren-ish.
Mm-hmm. So get people up to speed. Producer Nicole and her longtime girlfriend, Lauren, have broken up, but they lived together for almost 5 months.
No, 6 months.
Yeah.
We just parted ways like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
She's up in New York now. And
you guys are amicable.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
yeah.
When you were living together, she and was dating.
Yeah, and like we both were, you know, it was very hard to, you know, stay in the house a lot. So she would hang out with friends, I would hang out with friends, she would go on dates, I would go on dates. Very you know.
Yes.
Like we knew, but it wasn't something we talked about, you know.
Right.
It wasn't
right.
Like we came home and talked about our date.
Oh, one of the best dates tonight.
Yeah. So we didn't talk about it, but there was like a couple of nights over the past, like, last month or two of us living together that we did stay in. And, you know, like, if I would cook, I'd be like, you know, do you want some? If she would cook, you know, do you want some? Like you said, very amicable.
Yeah.
But we had a two-bedroom, thank the Lord, and her room, like, doubled as her office because she works from home.
Okay.
So there was, like, one day where she left her phone in the kitchen. And I was,
oh boy.
And I was cooking, and like both of our phones were on vibrate on the island. So like when mine would go off, obviously, you know, like by habit, you look down at it. So mine went off and I looked down at it, and just so happened to where when mine went off, hers went off. And a name popped up.
A name that you've never seen?
Yeah, and I'm sorry, but when you date someone for 4 years, you know everybody. Yeah. Like, you know the people you should be worried about, the people you're not worried about, your friends, you know everybody.
Right.
And I saw a name pop up with, like, a bunch of emojis. And I was like, yo, this is who this cat's going on a date with. And so, you
know.
Was
she getting ready for a date at that point?
No, she wasn't. I can't remember. I don't think so. But like a name popped up. It was the first name and the last initial.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. Good to know. And so anyway, so that was step one. Step two was anytime that she would get like a phone call, you know, like she talked to her friends a lot because all of her friends are like long distance. She would go into her room and talk with the door closed. Well, when the window's open and you're on the patio, you still overhear stuff.
So there's a little security lapse.
Yeah. So I just happened to be like on the porch at this time, and she's talking about said guy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
And I'm like, okay. I'm learning. Now I have step two of the recon puzzle, which is I kind of know what he does.
Wait, okay. Do you think you could have been set up here? Because I'm
no.
Fairly certain that, like, if I knew the window was open and somebody was sitting outside, like, I might
maybe
speak
she forgot.
Loud enough.
It was, like, one of those things where you wouldn't, like, you couldn't tell that I was on the patio.
Okay.
Like, I was just out there eating lunch for one nice day. I don't know. And, so I've kind of found out roughly what he did.
Okay.
And I was like, all right, now I have a last initial and I have a kind of a job title.
You're
yeah, so yeah. Then I'm like, okay, like I'm just gonna, you know, let me see if this cat's attractive. So look.
That's always important to make sure that your ex's new boo is less attractive than you are. That is a thing.
Yes, you know, and so I
and it's a boy.
Yeah. So anyway, so I find, thanks to Google and LinkedIn, who I think like, I found, thanks to Google and LinkedIn, I found the last name of what I thought it was. So anyway, so I'm like, all right, cool. You know, not a bad looking dude. Actually, pretty attractive. Great job. I was like, crap. So anyways, then
you don't have a great job? Yeah. You have a great job. What are you talking about?
Well, this is a professional dude. And so then anyways, then I find a Twitter page. And I'm like, okay. And Lauren doesn't dabble into Twitter. She loves Instagram, barely uses Facebook, but does not dabble into Twitter. So this dude has... this dude's like the opposite, I guess. Like,
loves Twitter.
I couldn't find his Facebook or Instagram, or like it was like very inactive. But I found the Twitter page.
Now, when you go to the Twitter, is it just filled with like photos of her and him, like for all these dates? Or?
Yeah, not at all.
Okay.
No mention of her.
There was a surprise there, wasn't there?
There was a surprise.
Okay.
So I go to his Twitter page, and if you don't know anything about myself or, you know, about Lauren, like, we're not, we're very liberal leaning.
You're not conservative, yes.
We're not conservative at all.
Okay.
And so you go to his Twitter page, and it is Trump this, Trump that, gun this, abortion that, like, everything is like
big fan of the Republican agenda.
Two, like, not just Republican, conservative Republican.
Okay, young conservative.
Very, very conservative.
Do you think Lauren knew?
No,
how do you think that's gonna work?
Well, I mean, it's done. She's in New York, so.
But they did end up going out.
Yes.
Yeah.
And yeah. So
did you tell her that?
I did.
You did tell her?
I did.
How was her reaction?
Wait, hold on. How did you tell her you even had that information?
Listen, she was not it was not a good conversation. It did not go over nice. I basically had to explain myself, explain that I'm a freak, and that I just spied on her life.
But you could have went you should have hit me up, because I would have been like, Nicole, go to the avenue, you want to keep an eye on her. She's your friend, you're doing it as a friend, you want to check in on her.
No, you don't believe that.
Yeah. Yeah, all right, well, do whatever you want. But okay, so so she goes out with him, you tell her that, and then she's like, instead of being like freaked out by the information you gave her, she's mad at you for...
Well, I wouldn't say mad at me, but she did get defensive. Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. How the heck did you do that?
Yeah.
And
wasn't there something else? Or was that it?
That was it?
Okay. No, I thought there was something else too.
She's just very anti-Trump, and he's very pro-Trump.
That's funny.
Yeah.
You know she went to dinner with him that night, and she was like, so, tell me about your political agenda.
and to be completely honest, like, if I'm... Because this was only, like... This, like, was within, like, the past month. I'm pretty sure that she ended up telling me I had the wrong guy, but thanks to my ability to look at her Instagram followers... Mm-hmm. I did not have the wrong guy.
So she didn't want to admit that she was dating him.
And so then, I think it ended.
Okay. And by the way, just as much as she wasn't right for him, he probably, I mean, the other way around, you know, he wasn't right for her, she wasn't right for him either. I mean, if you sat down and...
If she didn't know about his stuff, there's no way that he knew about, like, her views.
Yeah, yeah.
Which you're right. If you're super conservative, you don't want someone who's liberal.
He was probably like, hang on a second. Before me, you were with a woman?
That's hot.
But B, I'm opening
it's
up.
Wrong.
Yeah, I'm opening up Leviticus. We're having a conversation.
But it's hot. All right. Hey, here's what we need. We need to line up the phones. If you pulled a Nicole, see, this is different when you go out, Loren, and you Google your own guy. Like, if you're going out on a date, you do your own recon. We need to know about the time that you did recon on your bestie's date and you found something and you had to bring it to their attention. Because that's a conversation. Because, like Nicole, you have to say, hey.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I did a little research, and B, I found something.
Smith, Kiss 95.1 with the Mandy Roy and the Ren Show.
Producer Nicole was just in here telling us that while she was living with her ex, who has now since moved to New York, Lauren, she overheard her and talking to somebody about a guy she was going on a date with, and she did a little recon on him, little research, Loren, mm-hmm. and found out that he was like super conservative and Lauren's the opposite.
Right.
So they went on a date, things didn't work out. But we're just wondering, like, when did you have a friend come to you, or maybe you were the friend that went to someone and said, hey, I did a little research, did a little recon. You might not want to go out with this person because it might not work.
Let's talk with Rob and Charlotte. What happened to you?
Good morning. So it was actually happened to me to where I was dating my boyfriend and we were, getting ready for bed and, you know, doing the usual. So what happened was his phone was on the stand, nightstand next to me on the outside of the bed and charging. Well, it kept going off. It kept going ding, 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 ding. And exactly. And I was like, what in the world? Who? It's like maybe 2:00 in the morning. And finally, I look over after about the sixth time, and it's this this name with a bunch of emojis, kind of like how, you know, Nicole's situation was. And I was very intrigued. So I was like, okay, let's see who this is.
But this is the person that you're still dating. You're still dating him.
Yeah, I was still dating him at this point. Yep.
Okay.
And so, and what happened was, it actually was a familiar name that I had recognized from before, from about 2 months prior. And so what it was this boy kept on texting him and asking if they were going to stay the night together and when's the next time they were going to hang out. And I was very confused because I thought we had already alleviated the situation because he said that he was mentoring him as a freshman in college. And at first I was like, okay, that's fine. And then, of course, I got played and it turned out to be a little bit something more. Well, so then after doing a little bit of digging and some recon, I found out that they had been talking for the last 2 months after we had decided that, you know, that wasn't a thing.
They kept doing it behind your back is what happened,
exactly.
Rob. Yeah.
Well, apparently what was happening, we had just gotten a dog about a few months before that. Oh. And I would always like stay out, you know, stay at home, watch the dog while he had to go, you know, do errands for work or
to keep the dog.
Coach, I would keep the dog, and apparently he was going out with his boy.
So, while you were watching the dog.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, you watch the dog that we got together. I'm going to go out with this guy. That's nice.
Man.
Thanks, Rob.
You got to take the dog in the breakup, by the way.
What?
You have to take the dog in the breakup.
Oh, Rob?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, he's way closer with the dog.
Yeah.
He was sitting with the dog. His boyfriend was sitting with a boy.
His boyfriend sounds like a sociopath, like has no regards to the guy's emotion.
Yeah, I think Rob's better off, right?
Yeah.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.